This podcast is brought to you by Monetary Gold. Listeners who open a qualified account will receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. To learn more, go to monetarygold.com/grace. That's monetarygold.com/grace.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, The Spectator, and The Daily Mail.
You got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, the millennial with the mic, The Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace. Grace, stand up.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. Thank you so much for joining us on this Monday afternoon. We have a great show planned and a great week ahead. And you're more than welcome to join in on the fun at any time. The number is 844-500-4242. You can also text in to 617-213-1066. Just start the text with the word Curley, C-U-R-L-E-Y. Lot to unpack from this weekend, including some of the devastating effects of Hurricane Ian. Now, the death count, I've been seeing all different numbers, and I really wish that some of these news networks would get on one page and stop throwing out numbers that aren't really adding up. And in a perfect example is CNN. They have a guy in Lee County who's saying it's not in the 20s, it's not in the 30s, it's hundreds of bodies. Some random guy on the street. And I'm not saying that that's not the case, but right now they have the number I've been seeing of deaths is around 80-something. I saw 81, I saw 87. But then CNN runs this guy who's saying hundreds as if that is just fact, as if we're supposed to believe that. And I would caution people from panicking, and it's devastating
it's
no matter
a
what.
A lot of journalism.
And it's very, very sad. And even if it ends with 85, 86, 87, that is heart-wrenching for those people. But when you've got random people on TV saying hundreds of bodies, and then that's not really coinciding with the facts we're seeing, I just think we could all take a little deep breath and maybe let people tell us what's going on. Now, with that being said, the media is trying with all of their might to blame Ron DeSantis because he didn't have a mandatory evacuation order in Lee County soon enough. Now, based off his response to CNN, I think he was prepared for all of these accusations. We'll get to that in a little bit. It's clear the left is working overtime to try to politicize this, and more importantly for them, to demonize Ron DeSantis. I don't think it will work for a few reasons. I've been kind of going over this in my mind today. No one listens to the political panic of Jim Acosta or Don Lemon or any of these people on CNN, mostly because they're silent on everything else. They're nowhere to be found on other issues. So when they choose one issue, you know it's because they think it fits their political narrative. They've lost all credibility, in other words. I will say this, though. And I know that Twitter's mostly bots, and I know it's a terrible place, and I know social media is awful, and you can't really judge it based off that. But I was wrong. I'm going to come out today and say something that you don't hear me say very often. I was wrong because I thought Trump derangement syndrome, and maybe this is just my age, my naivete, I thought it was special. I thought there was something special about it that you couldn't really recapture. Turns out that it's almost like once people have Trump derangement syndrome, they're a lot more susceptible to other derangement syndromes.
This is a Trump derangement syndrome strain alpha B2.5.
Now we're getting other strains. That's exactly right. Or you could say it's like a gateway. It's a gateway to other syndromes. Because I'm looking at the responses about Ron DeSantis. And people, or robots, or whatever it is, are out of their minds. He doesn't care about these people because they're Democrats. Somebody replies, well, actually, Lee County's 60% conservative. Well, he doesn't care. He's hit body counts before. I'm like, where are you guys getting this information? Are they going based off that woman that Chris Cuomo used to interview who ended up being a proven liar over and over again when she said that Florida was messing with the COVID numbers? Like, the part of it that drives me crazy is that anytime you see an argument between Trump deranged or DeSantis deranged or Glenn Youngkin deranged, even like no matter what it is, you'll have these the people go back and forth and back and forth. And so much of the foundation of the arguments from liberals are based off things that were proven to be fake news. But it doesn't matter, because for them, once it's published, once it's tweeted by a blue check mark, it remains true forever. They can use it for the rest of time.
Biden does that.
Yeah, Biden does that. Exactly. The both sides. He carted that out this weekend. Good people on both sides. It doesn't matter. There's no debunking a Democrat. There's no debunking a Democrat. And but another part of this, as we break down the fallout from this hurricane, and again, I hope I made that clear when I was talking about the death count, because I understand that if it is 80, 85, if it stops there, it's still horrible and catastrophic, and my heart breaks for all of those people. But I do think it's important to get the right number, because at this point, I've heard numbers all over the map, and I would just like to get an accurate count of what's going on. Now, I think more notable sound from the weekend, before we get into the Ron DeSantis of it all, was Kamala Harris, because it turns out they could send this woman to the moon, and I know she'd be itching to go. She'd be first in line. Do you think, Jared, this is a little side note, if they asked you tomorrow, if Jeff Bezos showed up in his cowboy hat and said, Jared, we want to have the producer of the Grace Curley show on, what do they call it, Blue Origin, we want to send you to the moon, would you go?
I would go, absolutely.
You would?
Yeah. In a heartbeat.
I have no interest. Zero. I would so much rather be here on the ground. I've got no interest in space. I think Kamala Harris, though, I think based off what I've been seeing, she's no phony. She is a true space lover.
Well, as one of our texters said last week, and forgive me for not remembering the area code.
How dare you?
She loves the space because that's what's between her ears.
Well, she was at this event over the weekend, and it was the Democratic National Committee's Women's Leadership Forum. Just a tip for the Democrats. You got to start, and Republicans, you got to start shortening up these titles. It's getting out of control. How many apostrophes can one title have? The Democratic National Committee's Women's Leadership Forum. It's a little wordy for me. But anyway, she's at this event with Priyanka Chopra, who's married to Nick Jonas, for all of you who are living under a rock. She's an actress, and Kamala Harris is at this event, and they're talking about what happened in Florida, and that's when the VP decided, you know what, I'm going to branch out from the Webb telescope talk, as much as it is her area of expertise. They say write what you know, so you might as well have small talk about stuff you know. So she usually pivots to the Webb telescope or, you know, our alliance with North Korea. And instead, she decided to add in some woke nonsense to the situation in Florida because things aren't chaotic enough. We needed a little bit of Kamala Harris mixed in to make things really unhinged. Let's take Kamala Harris explaining to everyone that disaster relief will be based on equity. Cut four.
I know we are all thinking about the families in Florida, in Puerto Rico, with Fiona, and what we need to do to help them in terms of an immediate response and aid, but also what we need to do to help restore communities and build communities back up in a way that they can be resilient, not to mention adapt to these extreme weather conditions, which are part of the future. On the point that you made about disparities, you know, when I was District Attorney of San Francisco. I was elected in 2003. I started one of the first environmental justice units of any DA's office in the country focused on this issue, and in particular on the disparities, as you have described rightly, which is that it is our lowest income communities and our communities of color that are most impacted by these extreme conditions and impacted by issues that are not of their own making.
And so
Absolutely. And so we have to address this in a way that is about giving resources based on equity, understanding that we fight for equality, but we also need to fight for equity, understanding not everyone starts out at the same place. And if we want people to be in an equal place, sometimes we have to take into account those disparities and do that work.
Naturally, the crowd goes wild. Weirdly, though, a lot of people who heard this cut later on didn't have the same reaction. It's this weird thing where when there's a natural disaster and you tell people you're going to get help based off your skin color or your gender, it can backfire. People aren't thrilled with that prospect. And then she gets asked about it when she goes to the Congressional Black Caucus event, and she completely dodges it. She just runs right by. Biden was there too, by the way. He was at this event. Plenty of time there. Kamala's in sequins. Joe Biden's in a tuxedo. Plenty of time to go to all these events and talk about white supremacy and Senate Republicans. And Joe Biden threw out, you know what I noticed he threw out a lot, Jared? He kept saying, look, you know me and I know you. That was his big line. You know me and I know you. I have your back. You have my back. That was his big line. But back to this conversation about equity, it is amazing how there's no situation that is important enough to stop liberals from working in their virtue signaling agenda. And there's never a situation like you could say to someone, hey, listen, you know, you're going to deliver the eulogy at this. Don't politicize it. Use it as just a moment of unity. No, they'll get up there and they'll start talking about they never let. And I know that's the old Rahm Emanuel, never let a crisis go to waste. But the insensitivity to go into something knowing it's going to cause panic, knowing it's going to freak people out, people who are without power. Now they're hearing, oh, no, they're actually doing this based off your income levels. That's going to depend on if you get help or not. It's so asinine. But she doesn't care. She doesn't care because it's a sound cut. She goes to talk to Priyanka Chopra, and then she's going to walk by the reporters, and then she's on to the next thing. And then today she's going to be talking about something completely different, and it doesn't matter. Meanwhile, Ron DeSantis is actually in Florida trying to fix things, and he's accused of, you know, everyone's Monday morning quarterbacking the way he handled the hurricane. It drives me nuts that there's never a moment of peace, Jared. That's all I want. Sometimes I just want, it's like I just want to say to them, hey, just give us 24 hours, okay? We got some serious work to do. And then after 24 hours, we will indulge your nonsense yet again. And you can continue to talk about all of these things you learned at your Ivy League school when you talked about things that don't matter to regular people. You can talk about, use all your fancy terminology, Latinx, you know, gender fluid equity, whatever it is, that's fine. You'll get the green light, but just give us a few hours to wade through some of the problems this country's dealing with. It's like mosquitoes in your ear at all times.
Spoken like someone with privilege.
And it's not just Kamala Harris. It's they're all, every liberal to me is like a mosquito. Just, and by the way. But by the way, did you hear about the equity aspect of this? No, I didn't, because I'm just trying to focus on getting an accurate death count. Save the equity conversation for another day. We all knew it was coming. It finally has. The real estate frenzy has really slowed down due to inflation. It's actually the lead story today on Axios, Jared, is the housing market is officially changing. Interest rates, the overall economy, for sale signs are sitting in the ground longer. Buyers are backing out of deals, and large crowds of buyers have disappeared. If you plan to divest one of your most valuable assets, your real estate, then act now while demand is still hanging in there. Holding off on selling or renting, these are all ideas people have when the market starts to shift a little bit. And it might sound like a good idea in the short term, but not if you sell in a year or two for a lot less money. So what you want to do is you don't want to hesitate. You want to sell today at auction under your terms. Now, in a JJ Manning auction, your property sells as quickly as possible through a marketing plan and recipe which has stood the test of time for over 45 years. Anyone who's heard Justin Manning on my show knows you can count on him. He's very reliable. He knows what he's talking about. He's been doing this for a very long time, and he's been doing this, this is the most important part, in every type of economy. So he knows how to work with what he's dealing with. To learn more on how to get your residential, commercial, or land property sold now, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com. Again, that's 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back with some sound from Ron DeSantis. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, it's Toby from Cape Gunworks. I'm taking all your firearm and self-defense questions every Tuesday. Join Grace and me for 2A Tuesday, Tuesdays at 2 p.m.
Grace Curley is your perfect lunch date.
Bread, $2 extra.
$2, but everyone in front of me got free bread.
You want bread?
Yes, please.
$3!
What?
No soup for you!
This is the Grace Curley Show.
There are a lot of races that we are watching, and the country is watching. I would say the number one is probably Pennsylvania, because there's just so many different aspects to it. But another race a lot of people have on their minds is Georgia. And I have a feeling, Jared, that things are going well for Herschel Walker. Would you like to know why?
I can only imagine the Democrats will come out against him in some horrific way.
The New York Times actually wrote a piece about how Herschel Walker doesn't count as part of the black community. And Katie Pavlich, she saw this and she wrote, well, I have to assume that means Walker is going to win this. That's usually a telltale sign. We'll get to that in a little bit. But another race that I'm dying to talk about, and I've tweeted this out, I'm having a hard time getting in touch with some guests that I'd like to have on, is the race in Nevada. Because there's a few races that look really, really good for Republicans, including the race for governor and the race for Senate. And so if anyone has any connects out there, if anyone can help us out, please do. We're trying to get the word out to Lombardo and to Laxalt. And no luck so far, but I'm going to keep trying right until, you know, around 3 o'clock. Now, as we talk about all of this, I was just discussing Kamala Harris's comments on equity. And someone did tweet at me and said, oh, well, Grace, it is true. You know, people in the lower income communities. And even if I were to say that that is true, and you could make an argument for that, of course. Everything that happens usually affects the lower income communities worse, including inflation. But does anyone believe that any of these sound bites we hear or any of these, you know, hearings that we get little bits of, that any of this is actually meant to be helpful in any way? Of course it's not. Kamala Harris was talking to celebrity Priyanka Chopra, not because she's helping with a plan in Florida, but because she wants to score some woke points before she goes to a gala with Joe Biden where she's dressed in a sequins ball gown and she ignores reporters. You're not arguing with Democrats because they're operating in good faith. This is all theatrics. And that's the part of it that drives me the most crazy, because then you have Ron DeSantis and he's in Lee County and he's getting grilled by this woman on CNN and she's basically accusing him of responding too slowly. Jared, do we have time for this or should we save it for the other side? We'll save it. We'll save it for when we come back. It's Ron DeSantis. I wouldn't say he destroyed CNN, but he gave a very measured response to their accusations. And I think he understands full well what's going on here. And that is that they are trying to use this hurricane as a way to destroy him. What I can't understand is there's no way they think that Charlie Crist is going to beat him. So they're just trying to soften the soil for destroying him in 2024. Because I don't even think in their wildest dreams they think this guy Crist has a chance. It's just, that's out of bounds. Even for a Democrat, that's a crazy thought. 844-500-4242. Tons to talk about today. We've got, as I mentioned, doomsday for Democrats in Nevada. That's from Red State. We've got another plane landing in New York full of migrants. But this is a situation that you will not hear Democrats melting down about, of course. And just a lot more. We have tons of sound. We're going to talk about Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom is signing a bill that is going to affect any doctors who try to push COVID misinformation.
This is a house of learned doctors.
You can just hear Dr. Fauci now going, we'll be right back with more. 844-500-4242. Don't go anywhere. It's Grace Curley Show.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
There's so much to get to. I'm trying to just keep up with California. Every single day I pick up the paper, I go online, and Gavin Newsom is making California a new sanctuary for something. He's coming up with new ones all the time. Transgender youths who want to get surgery without their parents' permission, there's a sanctuary for that. It's called California. You want to get an abortion and you can't get one in your state? California. There's a sanctuary for that. You want to sue a doctor who spread COVID misinformation as you see it? There's a sanctuary for that. I'm forgetting one, though. Which one am I forgetting? Oh, you want to go somewhere where gas-powered cars will be banned by 2035 and you want the next few years to look forward to it? There's a state for you. It's called California. Meanwhile, Kathy Hochul is just trying to keep up. She's always like 10 days behind. It's weak stuff, Kathy. You got to be a pioneer when it comes to this kind of lunacy. You can't be a step behind Gavin Newsom. I just keep seeing his face everywhere. But again, he told us in several different languages that he's not running for president. So don't worry about that. Mike, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Mike.
Hi. Hi, Grace. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
I just want to make a comment on, I didn't see the CNN interview with Ron DeSantis, but I heard what you were saying, and I just wanted to comment that whoever that anchor was that was interviewing him about not, you know, clearing everybody out in time, are there previous shows with his person?
Oh, Mike, we're losing you a little bit, but I'm actually really glad you brought that up because we're going to play it now, and then I think we'll have more people who want to call in and react to this. So basically what this anchor is setting up is that Ron DeSantis didn't order a mandatory evacuation in Lee County soon enough. I think he did it a day before. And Ron DeSantis is trying to explain that there was, when you're dealing with a hurricane, there's a lot of different predictions as to where it's going to hit the hardest. And so a lot of people were looking at Tampa, and they were not as focused on other parts of the state. Now, let's take this sound, and if we want to, we can stop at some point. But this is Ron DeSantis talking to a reporter from CNN, Cut 20.
How do you stand behind Lee County's decision to not have that mandatory evacuation until the day before the storm?
Well, where was your industry stationed when the storm hit? Were you guys in Lee County? No, you were in Tampa. So that's, you know, they were following the weather track, and they had to make decisions based on that. But, you know, 72 hours, they weren't even in the cone. 48 hours, they were on the periphery. So you got to make the decisions the best you can. I will say, you know, they delivered the message to people. They had shelters open. You know, everybody had adequate opportunity to at least get to a shelter within the county. But, you know, a lot of the residents did not want to do that. I think probably for various reasons. Some people just don't want to leave their home, period. They're island people, whatever. But I think part of it was so much attention was paid to Tampa that I think a lot of them probably thought that they wouldn't get the worst of it. So, you know, but they did. And I think it's easy to second guess them, but they were ready for the whole time and made that call when there was justifiable to do so.
Some of their neighboring counties, though, did have mandatory evacuations before Tuesday.
Well, right. But our neighboring, I mean, if you look at like Tuesday morning, they had moved the track down. Model started showing it going to like Sarasota, you know, so that's they did that. I was in Sarasota that day with them when they were expanding some of their evacuations. You know, Charlotte, I think, did the same thing either Monday night or Tuesday morning. So, you know, but don't forget Sunday, 11 a.m. advisory, it was going to go to Taylor County in North Florida. And so, you know, at some point you got to look to see kind of where this thing is going. So, yeah, no, I mean, I think it's easy to say in hindsight, you know, we had most of our supply station in the Tampa Bay area. As that track moved, we shifted our response further south as well. Now, we said there would be impacts for sure. And even when it was going to hit North Florida, it's such a big storm, there was going to be impacts in southwest Florida as well. But the difference between impacts and having the eye go there is much different. And for most of Sunday, Monday, and even into Tuesday, it was 100, 150 miles away.
Yeah, and there's nothing about that to me that seems off. He has an explanation for all of it. And another thing I would just add in here is the coverage of this, because it's a Republican governor who the media hates. I mean, they're licking their chops at the prospect of being able to take this guy down. The coverage is very much, what did he do wrong? Whereas if it were a Democrat, it would be, you know, let's blame global warming. So you're already seeing a shift in the narrative now that they think, oh, well, you know, we might not be able to pin this on climate change, but we can certainly pin this on Ron DeSantis because it's his fault. I don't have to explain this to anyone. Everybody sees what it is, and it's not working. I actually saw a clip today of a Democrat in Florida who said, I'm a Democrat and I'm still voting for Ron DeSantis. So I don't think it's going to have the desired effect. I will say, though, and this is something I brought up earlier, I am amazed at how rabid the anti-DeSantis people are. I did not expect, I almost have to take my hat and give them a little tip of the hat to them, because I did not expect them, these liberals, to have the same unbridled passion for hating Ron DeSantis as they did for Donald Trump. In fact, I feel a little bit, if I were Trump, Jared, I would feel a little bit miffed. I'd feel a little bit like, wait a second, I thought we had something special here.
Well, that's probably why he called DeSantis fat, supposedly.
Yeah, because he was feeling a little bit jealous. Because you know Trump operates off the all publicity is good publicity. So I'm sure he sees this same psychotic hatred for DeSantis and says, now hold on, that was something special between me and you. What's going on here?
Right now he's hijacking his version of the beast again, kung fu style, to drive down to Florida to talk to DeSantis about, hey, they should hate me more.
Yeah, ketchup. Back off. Ketchup everywhere. Yes. It is just
ketchup dripping from his hands.
Yes.
Steering wheel slimy.
It's a mess. Peggy, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Peggy.
Hi, Grace. Great show. Fabulous show today. My observation of this is the quality of the Dems nitpicking. They have nothing. He's doing such a great job. He has an answer for everything. He's not trying to point the finger at anybody. He takes full responsibility. And the quality of the nitpicking about this or that, or why weren't you in Lee County, blah, blah, blah. And he explains it to a T. And he's awesome. And you can tell he's doing everything right because they are losing it again. I think that when they saw this thing coming, they were like, oh, this is going to be great. This is going to be great for us. You know what I mean? Don't let a tragedy slip away, or a catastrophe slip away, or whatever the phrase is. And now he's doing the best as anyone could. And thank God for the people of Florida that he's in charge, because I can't imagine if it was like a New Orleans thing or anything like that, it would have been 10 times worse.
Yeah, and you know what, Peggy, what you just made me think of when you talk about how nitpicky the Democrats can be, it's like, okay, so we're going to have, you know, we're going to have the dogs out for Ron DeSantis. We're going to go guns a-blazing with Ron DeSantis. And then meanwhile, can't even ask Joe Biden one or two questions about what's going on at the southern border. Can't ask Joe Biden about the deaths that are occurring at our southern border because people are drowning and people are falling off the wall and, you know, the drug cartels are coming in. Can't ask him one question about that. They can't summon up the courage. He can't summon up the, you know, the interest in actually responding. But when it comes to Florida, he can't do it. But when it comes to Florida, they are going to be on this all day long, 24/7. It's an important story. I'm not denying that. But it's really hard to take any of these people seriously when all these other catastrophes, which have been happening for years, get zero attention. And I don't know if people saw this. That was a great call. Thank you, Peggy. The number is 844-500-4242. I don't know if people saw this, but I think the Democrats have poked the bear a little bit. They made a mistake, Jared. A few weeks ago, I reported to all of you that I believe it was Politico came out with a report that Bill Mnuchin was getting on the nerves of the White House. Why, you ask? Who is he, you might ask? Well, he's a reporter for Fox LA. He does a lot of stuff for Fox News. He's the good-looking guy you see at the border a lot, who is actually at the border telling us what's going on there. When the AP will tell its reporters, don't call it a crisis, call it a situation. When Kamala Harris says the border is secure. When Joe Biden says, come on, man, everything's fine. Bill Mnuchin's there actually giving you the news. But Politico had an issue with this. They said that the White House was ticked off because the White House feels like he's at the border and he's just bringing too much attention to it, you know, doing his job. How dare he? And then a couple days later, an even bigger story broke out. One of their sources at Politico said, oh, you don't even get to the best part. He used to work at Abercrombie and Fitch, and they hire good-looking people. Well, it turns out that the White House might have something to celebrate because Bill Mnuchin decided, you know what? If they're very upset with me at the border, I will take the border to D.C. And that is exactly what he did. And so he showed up, and you know who he actually talked to, Jared? Our very own Ayanna Pressley.
I'm sure she was very vocal about this.
Well, of course. Of course, the Squad is always one of the loudest supporters of not just illegal aliens. And, you know, who can forget AOC when she was at the fence crying in that parking lot in her white jumpsuit and her red lipstick. But also, they have no problem, you know, confronting the media when it suits them. So this Squad member, Ayanna Pressley, was asked by Bill Mnuchin about the Democrats' plan on the border. Because we keep hearing what's wrong with everybody else's plan. Like Ron DeSantis will send people to Martha's Vineyard. That's wrong. That's wrong. Not a good plan. Trump will do X, Y, Z, try to build a wall. That's not a good plan. But what no one ever asks is, okay, what's your plan? You shouldn't ask people questions you're not prepared to answer. And so Ayanna Pressley is asked this by Abercrombie and Fitch ex-model slash retail dude, Bill Mnuchin. Let's take a listen. Cut 9.
250,000 unaccompanied migrant children arrived at the border since President Biden took office. Some of them trafficked, some of them drowning in the river. Any issue with that?
She should have just said, what is Ron DeSantis doing not ordering a mandatory evacuation sooner? That would have been a fine answer. I'm sure the CNN would have loved it. Good for Bill Mnuchin, though. And he actually went through a lot of numbers that I want to play in the next segment because some of these are really amazing when it comes to the gotaways that are at our border. And I don't know if people saw this. This is more for our New Hampshire listeners. But Governor Chris Sununu announced today that he is deploying the New Hampshire National Guard to the U.S.-Mexico border. So this story just keeps getting bigger and bigger, even if Democrats like Ayanna Pressley have no interest in talking about it. 844-500-4242. We'll play more of that sound for you when we come back, and we'll continue to take your calls. I really love hearing from you. Have you looked at your retirement account lately? Jared, I asked you about this earlier. I know you've been avoiding it, but did you finally give it a look-see this weekend?
Oh, I looked at it last week, and I don't need to look at it again for another 5 years.
Oh, you're going to give yourself some time?
Yes, I'm going to give myself a little bit of time. I talked to somebody this weekend who suffered a significant loss in their 401k.
And
it was close to retirement age.
Are they blaming Donald Trump as they should be?
Yeah, they are not. It's that damn DeSantis.
Yeah, it's all Ron DeSantis' fault.
Damn now, Bill Mnuchin.
Of course, if you're dealing with this, which most of us are, this is the downturn at Wall Street and it's taking your retirement money with it. You can, of course, thank, you know, the incoming recession, Joe Biden, higher interest rates, Joe Biden. And the fact that we're in a financial storm and the global economy is weakening means that you need a hedge to protect your retirement. So you don't want to just be sitting around blaming Biden, blaming Brandon. you actually want to do something so that you don't lose any more money. And I have two ideas for you. There are two ideas, and I'll do you one better. There are two free ideas. Our friends at Monetary Gold would like to send you two free guides. The first guide is called 5 Money Mistakes That Could Crush Your Retirement in the Next 6 Months. So it's a free guide where you learn about the 5 money mistakes that could crush your retirement in the next 6 months. The other free guide is the 2022 Monetary Gold Protection Guide. Now, these free guides will show you how to protect your assets and get through this financial crisis. There is a way through it if you are prepared and if you have information. Knowledge is power. Now, I'm sure a lot of people, a lot of my listeners know this, but during the high inflation of the 70s, gold increased in value 2,300%. So today you can now buy physical gold or silver and roll over your IRA or 401k retirement account. Gold and silver can help you diversify your risk and protect your retirement in these uncertain times. All you have to do to get these two free guides is call 800-267-6500. That's 800-267-6500. Or go to monetarygold.com/grace. I'm going to say the number again. It's 800-267-6500. Or go to monetarygold.com/grace. 800-267-6500. Call today to get your two free guides. We'll be right back with more, and I'll take your calls when we come back. This is The Grace Curley Show.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. Grace Curley lives her life by a strict set of rules.
Rule number one, no touching of the hair or face. And that's it!
This is The Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back, everyone, to The Grace Curley Show. I have more to say about this Bill Mnuchin bringing the border to D.C. I don't think any Democrats are going to like this. They'd like to have the border out of sight, out of mind, you know, because the Texas border towns, they're equipped to deal with the problem. They have the infrastructure. AOC and Ayanna Pressley and Eric Swalwell and all these people in D.C., they're not equipped. They're busy, Jared. They have a Starbucks to go to. They have things to tweet. They have Instagram videos to make. They can't be bogged down with Bill Mnuchin being a Debbie Downer telling them all these things that are happening at the border. Like, it's their problem.
They have buildings to be in where insurrections aren't happening.
Right, right. They have a packed schedule at all times. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater. Natural gas bills will be $46 a month higher compared to last year. And the Gen 40 has dual hybrid technology and will reduce your heating bill every month and save you money. Plus, it was getting chilly this weekend, Jared. It was getting a little crispy out there.
We did use the heater this weekend.
Yeah. It's a great time to stay warm and cozy. So save $50 on the Gen 40 with code GRACE50 at EdenPureDeals.com. Also makes a great gift if you are, you know, if you're celebrating a birthday or something and you want to give it as a gift. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. Use code GRACE50. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
What's been Gavin Newsom's wokest decision so far? Transgender youth sanctuary state, banning gas vehicles by 2035, pro-abortion billboards in red states, or bill to punish doctors who spread COVID misinformation?
So that's the newest one, is Governor Gavin Newsom. I saw this on the Post-Millennial, signs bill to punish doctors who spread COVID misinformation. And I had said, you know, watch out, Dr. Fauci. You tell people the vaccine's going to stop them from getting COVID and then it doesn't, or you should wear masks. Oh, no, you shouldn't. Oh, you should again. Oh, now you got to wear two. Now you got to wear three. The plexiglass works. No, it doesn't. So Dr. Fauci should watch out. Now,
the Fauci-ouchie.
Of course, this isn't designed for doctors like Dr. Fauci. This is designed for doctors who actually were right about a lot of things, like Dr. Scott Atlas, you know, Dr. Nan Hayworth, people who were on top of this, who questioned the science. But I would say out of all of these, Jared, and I wrote a little bit about this over the weekend. You can check it out at the Boston Herald, or you can read it on gracecurlyshow.com. Just click on the recommended reading to find it. And I would say having California be a sanctuary for transgender youth who want to get gender-affirming health care without parental consent has got to be the furthest left of all these things. Now, was it a close running with the abortion billboards where he cited Gospel of Mark in quotes? That was also a bold strategy. But I'm going to give it to the sanctuary state for transgender youth.
That is currently polling at 37%, good for second place. First place at 43%, banning gas vehicles by 2035. 15% for a bill to punish doctors who spread misinformation. And 6% for the pro-abortion billboards in red states.
Yeah, I just picture someone who left California because, I don't know, they stepped on a syringe on their way to work or something. And I just picture them now in a new state going, oh, Newsom's going to ban cars, gas-powered cars, by 2035? Damn, we should have stayed. We'll be right back. We got a lot more to get to, a lot more sound, and we're going to talk about some of these races coming up. Don't go anywhere. It's the Grace Curley Show.